Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Adam Silver in the NBA yesterday threw the hammer down on a person that showed us all a lesson in stupidity. Jontay Porter has been banned for life from the NBA for essentially betting on the NBA. And he paid the price. I don't understand why you would light your career on fire for $21,000. But I'm not in that spot. Don't know what he was thinking about. But a marginal player got the hammer thrown at him by Adam Silver. Now, there was no gray area of, well, but could this start a trend with the amount of legalized gambling that professional leagues have and college have partnered up with? Not really surprised, but I'm surprised at why people are so dumb.
That's the takeaway here is, just because it's legal, you understand. And even this is the other thing that I would say, if you don't, if it's legal to the betting public and you're confused on the matter of should I or should I not be doing this, if you have to ask the question, you probably shouldn't. Or better yet, you have, especially at professional organizations, you have people around that can answer those questions for you. And at the very least, you know, if I'm going to do it, probably best I don't do it on the sport that I currently play.
So I have a lot of questions here. They're not hard to sniff out. When you have legalized gambling, there is more checks and balances, and so oddities you pick up on. Mm-hmm. The one about somebody going up to the window and putting an $80,000 bet on props for a marginal player in the NBA, wouldn't you bring your supervisor over to go, whoa,
yeah,
whoa? Points and rebounds in the total for Jontay Porter?
Yeah.
But again, when something like that happens, just like the Alabama baseball coach,
flagged.
You go, eh, something's not fishy here.
Right.
So, and then it get even deeper that you're faking an injury, your own team to lose. It's the lesson in stupidity that draws the, we might be in trouble, but also says, you know, the industry is doing what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
And here, there's another part of the discussion yesterday. And you know, the Porter family has had, they've had some tragic events. You've got his brother, Michael, who is playing great with the Nuggets. You have one brother who is done forever in the NBA and needs a job. And then they've got another brother who was at Denver University, was involved in a drunk driving incident that killed someone that I don't believe they've gone to trial yet. So the family's had some tragedy, but back to Jontay and leagues that are attached to gambling, and hey, follow the money. FanDuel, DraftKings, mm-hmm. BetUSA, what are some of the other, am I missing any of the more prevalent ones that you see advertising?
Caesars and
BetMGM.
Yeah,
but they're all tied into professional sports leagues. Hell, yeah. We have sports books in stadiums now, and
which is wild.
You follow the money, you play with fire that something like this would happen, but you hope that, man, players are smarter than this, that they're not going to light their career on fire.
Yeah.
I was listening to a discussion. I think it was on ESPN yesterday, and they were talking about, well, you know, you got all these ads and players see them. And I thought, that is right up there is amongst one of the takes that I bang my head in the wall. If your father or brother or whoever, a friend, has a drinking problem, do you blame the liquor store or do you blame your friend, your father, your brother?
I would blame the person, not necessarily the source, because that exists for millions of people. And millions of people are able to stay away from that or use better judgment. This goes back to, I'm not trying to localize this, but in a roundabout way, sure, of introducing alcohol at venues here at the University of Nebraska. I've always said at some point you got to treat the adults like adults. Let them make the decisions. You might be surprised that they'll make good decisions. Same thing when it came to legalized sports gambling. I know there are people that have had their lives wrecked because of it. We've all heard from those people that are recovering gambling addicts that are probably still paying off people. I get it. You can get in deep. Just like as someone that can get involved with alcoholism.
Yeah, but ads don't make you.
No.
The shaving points is not normal. Or leaking right. inside info. That's not normal. Ads. FanDuel ad didn't make this guy in the NBA, who's an 11th and 12th guy in Toronto, do this.
No, it didn't all of a sudden prop an idea of like, hey, well, that just sounds like a good idea. I'm going to start doing that because it's unavoidable. It seems like it's everywhere. No. It's people just making bad decisions. That's the reality of it. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that and say, well, let's step back and try to look at the bigger picture. No, it starts with a bad decision. Now, how far you take that bad decision is on you, and what you end up doing because of that bad decision as far as getting in even deeper. Yeah, you can become addicted, but as far as where it starts with a bad decision. That's a bad decision.
And there are people that have gambling problems. You get in deep with a bookie. I mean, look at the Ohtani situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking over that. But ads don't make a player shave points.
No.
Legalized gambling and the relationship with professional leagues actually, I think, makes you more aggressive to stop this kind of stuff because of the perception that, oh my God, the game is rigged.
Yep.
Well, this came out March? Late March? Yeah, late March. Less than a month, they had done an investigation and said, you're in a gots-to-go situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think it's gotten a little run nationally. It's not like Jokic is being banned from basketball. It is a lower-level player who lit their career on fire for $21,000. And people that do this, man, you are stupidity 101.
Yes.
Because it's a red flag.
Right.
$80,000 on a prop bet for Jontay Porter.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't talking about Fred VanVleet. Okay? We ain't talking about Pascal Siakam. Where if somebody did that, you'd be like, oh, okay, because we're talking about a low-level player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And the system worked.
That's also, and this goes back to the college baseball part with the Alabama head coach. This is, again, advocating that it can be done, that you can allow adults to make the right decisions. If they do it recreationally, they're going to do it within their means. Okay, so all of that. What I always said is, when you legalize something like this, you've got securities involved, you've got a lot of regulation involved. And I always felt confident that that was going to be the case. And you're right, when it comes to sports gambling, we've seen the red flags, and they may not even, there's probably a lot of things that have been flagged that you and I wouldn't even think that would be irregular activity.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. So once you put that into the, okay, we're legalizing this, it does. It puts it into a completely different conversation. I think it's a great point you bring up, though, about not just the regulations that are naturally going to come with something like this, but also the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, every professional entity understands the perception if they go to bed with FanDuel, with DraftKings, with any betting partners, that their fan base, for the most part, is going to be a little suspect early on. So they've got to make it very, very clear of what you can and can't do, but also want to make sure that everything is being done the way it should be. And I think we have enough examples of those red flags. Now, this is the one area, you made me think of this when you brought up Ohtani, or you said Jokic. If someone,
by the way, Jokic was hypothetical. If it was a bigger name player, not
right
not
now, in, exactly.
He's bet on the horses.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's got horses. I mean, come on, it's not just for the love of the horse racing sport. But if we did get somebody, if we learned that Ohtani was actually behind all of this, would it change people's perception? Because I think after yesterday's news and, okay, the dude's banned for life, you're thinking, okay, yeah, but who is he? If you get a very well-known, like a face of an organization, a face of a league that gets caught up into that, does it become a different conversation?
Oh, yeah. I think Adam Silver would be rubbing, even though it would be bad for the league, you would make more of a statement if it was a higher-level player.
Mm-hmm. And what does that do to the fans of that sport? Especially in sports where there's natural skeptics. We've seen it in the NFL, not just in the NBA, but in the NFL, where that's rigged.
You take a hit. You would take a hit if it was a more well-known player.
Mm-hmm. But I come back to what they continue to do, they being the leagues, what they continue to do to make sure that it's properly vetted, that they're taking all of the flags serious, that the securities that are in place are taking that serious. There are enough examples of showing that the system does work. And that makes me comfortable with the product that it is on the level. And I know some people, it doesn't matter. They'll always be skeptical and think that everyone's out to make an extra buck and nothing is legit. And I'm sorry for you if that's where you're at. You have your feelings for whatever reason. But when I get examples like this, it just validates my point of why they should have been able to do this from the start.
Fair tweet here. The mayor writes in, Mayor Joel, a low-level player is exactly the type of player you'd expect them to catch and punish. If it were a big name, they'd cover it up. Nowadays, can you cover something like that up?
I don't know.
A lot of people have loose lips. People like to talk. People like to leak. But I get where Joel's coming from.
I do too. But when you get the Department of Justice involved, is that something that you can necessarily have covered up when there are people that are outside of that organization or understanding? Maybe I'm naive to it. Maybe there are people that are in the NBA's pocket or the NFL, Roger Goodell's pocket, that work in the Department of Justice that can overlook something like that or can work out some type of back channel deal. Maybe I'm naive to think that, but I don't know if you would be able to fully cover that up to where it would get enough red flags or at least enough attention to where people would demand more from what was being reported.
We had I know overseas it has been more recent. What was the last sport-fixing event we've had here in this country?
And there's Tim Donaghy.
I mean, Tulane is a while ago.
Yep.
Basketball, it was
there was more, the Boston College. That was a long, long time ago.
Tony at Western.
I mean,
was in the 90s in blue chips.
Tulane was what, the mid-80s?
Yeah.
I think so.
And that was when BC was too, right?
Yeah. Ed writes in, he goes, your love for the people's champ, Boban, was he fixing the game against the Clippers the other day?
Only for chicken.
Yeah, for the right reasons.
Now, I'm not going to dismiss that. You could, if you were a a gambler, you could be like, screwed with the total. I mean, I see where you're going.
I don't think he's getting banned for life or something like that. If he said, yeah, I did that, I don't think Adam Silver would be like, ooh.
He'd be one of those guys that...
this is a gateway.
Hey, they had chicken last night in Philadelphia. We have chicken fixing going on in the NBA.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem. Because it flies under the radar of what securities are looking at. It stays under the red flag. It's the perfect crime.
I'm not interested in committing a crime anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time for it. I got a lot of things going on. But I think good I would be a smart criminal. Look at some of the things that...
What about a smooth criminal?
Like the Chiefaholic guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't... The question is, are you a desperate man?
No, I don't have any... Okay. I don't...
See, I feel like a lot of these types of things, like you're... Like the Chiefs guy, usually stems from desperation.
I haven't been to the bookie house in North Omaha in a long time, and I went there with a friend who had to go pick up some cash.
Oh,
yeah. So I don't have anything to a bookie. I mean, mine's all online.
Yours is legit.
My $6.23 I have in my FanDuel account right now.
A little cash sign right there. You're like, all right.
But I think
I'm still up.
I think if I was going to commit a crime, I'd be a smarter criminal. Like you look at like some crimes that are committed, you're like, man, you are dumb.
Yeah.
Like I think I'd be a good investigator. I just find dumb people. Like you're dumb. You left By the way, when you went to rob that bank, you left your wallet behind. Bam, I got you.
Dumb criminals, this fault
on
box.
Take your wallet into a bank if you're going to rob it.
You had the entire counter wiped down of fingerprints, but you left one key element there too. Yeah, there, it's all about the details, Gary. Mm. As in life, it's all about the details.
Iowa JD says the last scandal could be Arlen Bruce betting on Nebraska in 2022, dropping a touchdown and fumbling a punt.
I mean, I don't think it's been confirmed that he was betting, but there are performances that have probably raised some suspicion, sure. There are times that I've watched some of my teams play, and I will out loud wonder if they have money on the game.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's just a way to vent some frustration. I know my head says, well, of course they don't, but it's just something to say. I think things are... I might be naive.
Arlen Bruce ended up at Oklahoma State. I wonder what he thinks of their win total.
Could have a podcast. NIL with a sports book.
What if you were like Morningside or some school like, you know, in the state of Iowa that's pretty good in football? You're like, yeah, we'll take all the gambling guys. Aaron Ulis is our point guard on our basketball team.
Yep. All right. Build up a hell of a sports teams there.
UNLV.
8:21. Steve Sipple is going to join us here in about 15 minutes. Jordan Larson. Coming up at 9, the governor, who has got a lot of stuff going on. She's helping out with spring practice in Lincoln with Nebraska volleyball. She's getting ready for the Olympics. She's actually out in California. And next winter, she's going to be right back here in Omaha playing professionally in the LOVB. Can't wait to catch up with her. And Brian Edwards, maybe he'll have a thought or two on Jontay Porter and player props. He'll get a slot at 9:40 on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.